Have you ever wondered what a narcissist might say if they were to share their thoughts with you, if they were to express their true intentions, if they were to tell you exactly how they perceive you and the relationship? Well, they will never tell you any of this because if they did, they would lose you. And for these reasons, in this episode, we're going to talk about five things a narcissist would say if they were to be honest with you. But before we begin, it's my humble request that you subscribe to this channel, please, because your subscription always helps in spreading awareness about narcissistic abuse. Let's get started with number one. My needs, my wants and desires are the only things that I care about. I do not care about yours. If I pretend to care about your needs, your wants and desires, it's because I want to have control over you. And by pretending to be caring, I get absolute emotional control. When a narcissist cares for you, it's all about them. They care because it is a transaction that's happening. If they put in any efforts, they are not genuine, true efforts, because they actually do not think about you as someone who is significant or important enough for them to care about. The only person they will ever care about is themselves, because that is what this grandiosity is all about. They think they matter the most. They are better than everyone else. And there are people, everyone almost in their life is way below them. If that is the case, why would they care for those who are way below them? So they see you as objects. And if they pretend to be there for you, it's for them. They're getting something out of it. If they're spending money on you, they're expecting you to return it 10x, 10 times more. If they're putting in emotions, they're expecting you to be all into them. Well, they're not putting in any emotions into you. It's all fake. They pretend to feel emotions when it is actually an act going on. Number two, I cannot and will not empathize with you. A narcissist, one we know, they do not have the capacity to empathize. That is how they are. Two, they do not think or care about empathizing with you because they don't think you are going through anything that needs their empathy. They see themselves as the victim. They want all the empathy. They want all the sympathy. They want all the people praising them. If you make it about yourself, if you ask for empathy, then you are being selfish. You are making up things. You are creating issues that never existed. And that does not deserve any empathy, that deserves their hatred. That's how it is processed in a narcissist's head. So they will not empathize with you. Talking about the cannot aspect, they do not have the emotional body. I always say this, they do not have the emotional body to access those emotions so that they can know you through knowing themselves. And in this, what I just said, in this lies the answer to almost all questions related to narcissists. Essentially, what you interact with is a false self, a mirage. So if they cannot know themselves, how would they know you? If they cannot know you, how would they empathize with you? Think about that. Number three, I am aware I'm hurting you, but I don't care about changing my behavior. Many people ask me, are narcissists aware of what they're doing? They are. They are. Why would they be selective in their behavior? When you are out in the public, they have this pleasing, very sweet persona to them, and they're so kind, compassionate, or they're a completely different person. But when in private, they're a monster. This requires some agency. This cannot be happening on autopilot. This needs thinking. This needs conscious efforts. This needs in some kind of intervention. This needs a proper presence and awareness of the behavior they need to display to get a certain kind of response. So having that said, they know exactly what they are doing to you, but they do not care about it. In their head, you are the victim. Either you deserve it, or you made them do it, or something else happened and their actions were a byproduct of it. They were not in control. If you got hurt, it must have been your fault. They didn't play any role in any of that. If that is how they perceive you when you are hurt, why would they care about your pain? Quite the opposite. They see it as a nuisance, something they do not want to deal with, something that is making them feel irritated, something that feels like a burden. Come on, why do you have emotions? Emotions are nauseating. I don't have them. Why do you? You're weak. It reminds them of the weakness they perceive these emotions as. They run away from their emotions as if they were a plague. That's why when they see them in you, they hate themselves through hating you. Something very important to understand and to consider. Your emotions were never a burden. The fact that they treated them as a burden was a projection. It was a reaction to their own emotions, but they were projecting it on you. Number four, I see you as an extension of myself and I value you based on how you reflect on me. I keep saying this again and again that you're nothing but an object to a narcissist. Being an extension means that you are a part of a narcissist they have created, and now this part is supposed to perform a specific function. That is what we call entitlement in action. They think they own you. Let's say it's a narcissistic parent and then their extension is their child. This child is supposed to do all the things a narcissistic parent was not able to do. They have to make up for the failures of this parent, and the narcissistic parents would want to live through the child vicariously, through their achievements, through their standards, through the things they do. They use this child as a reflection of their ideal image, the image they want to project in the world. If the child fails in any manner whatsoever to keep up with the standards set by the narcissistic parent, then the devaluation begins and the child is made the scapegoat. Even in romantic relationships, you as the partner, what is your function? Your function is to be the trophy wife, trophy husband, anything but a real partner. You have to bring in a lot of attention. You have to bring in a lot of admiration. And the narcissist will act as if you are getting that attention or admiration because of them, when actually the opposite is the truth. It is because of you they are receiving all of that, but they would take all the credit for themselves. Have you experienced this? Let me know in the comments. Number five and the last one. I am deeply insecure. I am filled with shame, but I would never admit to any of that. I would project those insecurities and that shame on you, and I would punish you anytime you try to trigger that shame or that insecurity in me. Narcissists are containers filled with total shame, extreme insecurities, which is why they have such fragile egos. You say something, if not wrong, you say something differently and then you get an extreme reaction from the narcissist. They rage and you do not understand the reason or the reasoning behind their rage. So they punish you for attacking them when actually you're not attacking them. They are in that hyperactivated state all the time and they think everybody is trying to bring them down when that is not the case. If they were to be honest with you, they would say, it is my fault. I am filled with insecurities. All the things that I abuse you for, that I belittle and humiliate you for, they're my insecurities. They have nothing to do with you. You are imperfectly perfect, but I cannot understand that concept. I need to be perfect, and because I am not, I will try to project all of this rottenness of mine onto you and will hypnotize myself into believing that it is not mine, it's yours, and then I'll hate myself through you thinking that all this stuff here, this gooey, dark, rotten stuff, stinky stuff, it is yours. I have nothing to do with it when it is my shadow, when it all belongs to me. But I am in a perpetual state of denial and I will remain in that until the very end. So in a nutshell, we can say a narcissist can say a lot, and all of that could prove one thing. You were not the crazy one. You didn't have the faults they blamed you for having. You were perfect as you are. You didn't cause the problems they blamed you for causing. You were not the cause of all the chaos, turbulence, and disturbances in the relationship. They are the actual problem. They are the common denominator, and they have to work on themselves. It's not you. It's them. Having that said, I invite you to just look within and radically accept this. Truly understand that you have to let go of all the blames that you're putting on yourself. We're not abdicating responsibility here, no. We're just understanding that this is something that you don't have to take responsibility for. It's someone else's fault and it should remain with them. That was it for today's episode. I hope you found it insightful. If you did, please let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you in the next one. Until then, let the healing begin and continue.